Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Dramatic moment last night at the Garden. Matter of fact, let's play some of that audio because you get a steal and you get a guy hitting the deck and it just didn't pass the eye test. It just looked awful. And I don't think, you know, well, Knicks fans are animals, but I don't think most fans would want to win that way. You want to have your other team take, you know what? I'm just saying, Abe, you want the other team have its best
throw
pieces?
Throw it out of bounds like it's soccer and then wait?
Well, no, not like that. I mean, no, you're still going to take it to the rack and flush it. But here's what it sounded like live.
You know, I never want to see a player get hurt.
I think that was Thibodeau. But yeah, I want to hear the actual play-by-play as it went down because I think Ananobi took it to the rack when you had to. Was it Jaylen Brown that turned it over, technically? Yeah, here's how it sounded.
Tatum, right elbow, over to Brown, dropped it, picked up by Ananobi. He's got a clear lane for a jam, and he'll throw it down. 113-104 New York with 3 minutes left. Tatum is down and hurt. He's calling timeout.
To be fair, where Tatum went down was behind where Ananobi got the ball, so he probably didn't know. But, right. I mean, you can't, with the NBA, you can't take every guy that flops on the floor as a serious injury. But obviously, it was. And you could tell pretty much immediately. I don't know how you felt watching Tatum, but, like, he is very clear, distraught.
Right.
Well, you just knew it was something.
Yeah. The body language for a guy. Remember, like, famously when Paul Pierce gets rolled off the floor, you know, it looked ridiculous. I just can't believe how just brutal the internet can be because immediately people are like, even when he gets injured, he's got to imitate someone. I'm like, that's what you take time to put that? I mean, here's a guy who's one of the top 1% of athletes on the friggin' planet. And I know that we've questioned sometimes his toughness, but I mean, Abe, some of the stuff you see, I mean, what? I know social media is a freaking cesspool.
What's he supposed to do? Walk it off because Pierce took a wheelchair?
Like, no, I mean, exactly.
You have to walk now?
I mean, Kobe, again, the guy can't move. And if Kobe was able to limp off the floor, Kobe's also Kobe, for crying out loud. He's the Mamba. But either way, word comes down from the Celtics that he's done for the season with that Achilles injury. And now, if you're the Celtics, Jaylen Brown's going to have to be a one man gang. And Porzingis says to not suck. And everybody else, all hands on deck, you know, and White's got to be consistent for four quarters as well.
Yeah, they still have if you're honest, they still have a tough enough roster to battle through and pick up this series win. Now, the question becomes, you know, can they push through past the Eastern Conference Finals if they were to get that far? And how well would they do in the finals if they were to reach it?
Yeah, first things first, they got to shut down Jalen Brunson in the second half because that guy is an absolute madman after the halftime whistle. And they've had leads even last night. My dad texted me like, great end to the first quarter for the Celtics. And that's when they kind of bubbled out and had their first significant advantage. And I'm like, yeah, but like the past couple of games, I have no reason to believe they're going to hold on to it. And they certainly didn't. And could you believe, Mike, when the Knicks got up like 7 points, whatever it was, they're like largest lead of the series. I'm like, it's like one possession. What are we talking about here? That's how close it really has been. They've had the guys that have finished, though. And whether it was Mikal Bridges yesterday, but certainly Jalen Brunson. They have had guys down the stretch that are making shots, and they have been unable to be defended, and it's won them games. Hart, too.
But again, Brunson last night, Robinson with the rebounds, everything seeming to work together, Hart, the whole shebang. But last night, that Brunson, they were winning. They won those two in Boston without having Brunson have that explosive superstar night, going for 39. Tatum was on 42 when he exits the game. The other thing last night is the Warriors do fall to the Thunder. After, it was a closer game than I think most people expected.
Right.
But, of course, it's no Steph Curry. And, by the way, we looked at the Achilles earlier. Kobe got one late in his career, only played three more years after that. Durant was younger in his career. But certainly, if you're, you know, if you're Tatum, you're just now you're waiting to see at only 27 to be 28, how he bounces back from the injury.
Yeah, it's tough. Dame Lillard also dealing with one. And so you'll kind of be able to play off of each other in terms of, I'm sure they'll communicate, but their timeline and when Dame comes back and hopefully Tatum not too long after that. You talked about the Warriors, though. Steph Curry with that hamstring kind of have to go now. I don't know when he's ready or what how limited he is, but you were hoping maybe playoff Jimmy and the psychopath that is Draymond Green could find a way to get you one.
Right.
That didn't happen, and it's all hands on deck now, down 3-1.
What was Draymond's line? Let's say they were due for a good shooting night. See, the thing with Draymond, look, I understand the shtick. He wants to be Charles Barkley. He's just not as charismatic. He's just not as likable. I mean, he does the podcast, and he puts it out there, and he's building his brand the way you're going to do for life after basketball. But you just he's still got a long – the gap between where Charles Barkley is and where Draymond Green, it's an ocean. And he's got to learn – I'm not saying you got to humble yourself, but there's a way to say some of the things and promote it and present it and be self-effacing and have fun with it. And Draymond doesn't have the charismatic nature that Charles has, or he's not as clever as Charles, to be honest, just yet.
Yeah, I jokingly with Dom the other day, I was saying that had I been someone in the NBA during this era with Draymond, I would have had it in a Draymond Green account.
Right.
And that would have been money specifically set aside for any time he popped off at the mouth
right.
with me.
And last night, of course, the big story in the NBA was, other than that, what happened before the game with the NBA draft lottery. And we find out that, wow, the team that trades one of the top five players to the Lakers gets one of the next big things in the league. Shocking. With a 1.8% chance. You got the sound? Here's what it sounded like as you hear people go in the room.
The number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
I mean, excuse me? So Abe and I started the program, everybody and their uncle. It's not just like crackpots on radio or folks, you know, from mymomsbasement.com. You've got like people in the sports world going, this is a hell of a coinkadink. I mean, and now I want to see proof. This is where, as Abe said to me off the air, and my dad used to joke right about it too, nobody can keep a secret.
Yeah.
And in 2025, good luck having a conspiracy. That's why I always crack up when people think there's all these, you know, forces behind the scenes. But, I mean, it is curious, though, that a top four market and with Luka and everything they went through. And so you could see some people out there who see the Tim Donahue's of the world, who think the frozen envelope the Knicks got in 84 or 85, think that somehow there was a quid pro quo with Adam Silver in the NBA going, hey, man, let's get Luka over to LeBron. Let's get one more last run out of LeBron the next couple of years. We'll get you that first pick. I mean, I can understand where some people would put the two and two together and get five.
The problem with all this discussion here is it's just not a big leap, right? Like some conspiracies, you really got to work hard to get to where you want to go. This is not a big leap.
No, and the thing that's so funny about it is if you go, like in the old days, the accounting firm of Deloitte & Touche is Deloitte, then it was Deloitte & Touche, or it's Ernst & Young. Go look at Ernst & Young's record. Everybody's in cahoots. You know, the documentaries I've watched on the 2008 stock market crash, you know, everybody was in on it.
Right.
And, like, you know, you had everyone, you know, the accounting firm fudges the information. Standard & Poor's fudges the rating. All this nonsense continues, and nobody checks it. So how am I supposed to believe anything is supposed to be? Oh, no, they're above board when it comes to how we handle the ping pong balls and how this plays out. I mean, I said it to start the show with Abe. We live in a world now where everyone's so jaded about institutions from college football to, you know, the government, everything else, you name it, things we banked on. Now you just don't trust anymore.
Well, and now you're in a situation for Nico Harrison, who I still believe made one of the dumbest trades in NBA history. And now it plays itself out to where he's on a borderline lifetime contract because he essentially turned it into AD and Cooper Flagg. And it's a wild turn of events there, but I don't know. It's happened so many times. I mean, you can circle the situations and you go back to the Knicks, you go back to Cleveland getting LeBron, you go back to Cleveland getting Kyrie when LeBron left, you go back to New Orleans getting Zion when Anthony Davis left. There's a lot of you got that crazy man who's got the wall in their house and they're connecting dots with yarn. It's like just four straight lines. It's not even
like
that,
Charlie on Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's not that befuddling.
No, I mean, that's why, I mean, you could see people say it. Now, the one thing, though, that is interesting is had there actually the fix been in, like the Knicks, if you believe the Knicks got it with Patrick Ewing and Dave DeBuscher goes, yes, and then David Stern was fishing around for a frozen envelope, even though I think it was Deloitte at the time, I believe it was Deloitte, had just done a huge, huge accounting of Gulf and Western who owned the Knicks. And so everyone was saying, well, that's, you know, not too hard to figure that one out. One hand washes the other. But the thing about if there was a draft manipulation by the league, then Rick Pitino and the Celtics would have gotten Tim Duncan because the Celtics are a blue chip. And you never would have allowed the Celtics to have 20 years of lean years, right, Abe? Because the Celtics banked on the lottery twice and lost.
Well, isn't that part of the conversation here, though? I mean, you're talking about some of these top media markets that and they can't have a lack of interest.
Right. I mean, D.C., I know that there are Bullets fans. I joked around. My old company up in Washington had season tickets. Nobody wanted them.
I used to sit
like two rows off the floor to watch the Bullets. Now, granted, they were horrible. Gugliotta and Never Nervous Purvis and Rex Chapman. That's some bad basketball. But anyway, sorry, Googs. Googs lives in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I lived there for 6 years in D.C. That's not a basketball town. That's a hockey town, believe it or not.
When I say neighborhood, I mean over here in Buckhead. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean Commanders, too. But that's a hockey town, and you see what the Capitals are doing or we're doing. They're about to be bounced, too. But, yeah, it's just it's quite a coincidence, and I'll be honest, it's quite a small percentage of likelihood. I mean, it's –
right,
it's
but tight. But in a league where you just feel and the NBA, you just don't trust them, you know. And like this is not one of those people that don't like Clay Travis who doesn't like the NBA and just always wants to crap on it. But I mean, sometimes they make it hard because like last night, Cat gets three fouls on him, right? I mean, all of a sudden, some things can be so quickly manipulated, and the flow of a game goes out the window. The refs have such a bigger influence than anything else, arguably in any other sport other than maybe balls and strikes.
It also benefit like the idea, like let's say this were a conspiracy and they did rig it. It benefits so many different parties. It obviously benefits Cooper Flagg, but it benefits Dallas, a team that has, again, the fourth largest media market. It benefits the league because it's another contender potentially in the West.
And you don't want to stick Larry Bird in Sacramento. Well, but that's the thing.
That's what I was going to say.
If Cooper Flagg is that good.
Who does it hurt, right? Who does this hurt? Charlotte, I guess, right? Because they were one of the teams, and I forget who the other teams were, but like, it's these teams no one cares about.
76ers.
The 76ers, sure, but they're still figuring their stuff out.
Right.
I mean, it just well, the teams Hornets, that get hurt,
the
no
Hornets,
one cares.
The Hornets, the Sixers, who else were the ones that had the greatest odds to get it?
Jazz and Washington. Utah and again, they're
irrelevant. You don't want another superstar west of the Rockies because it just screws. I mean, the majority of America lives over on our side of the Rockies and our side of the Mississippi, so you want people to be able to watch this stuff in primetime to the point. So it is interesting. And then just final note on the NBA, when you see Greenberg on ESPN, like, oh, no, the NFL should have it. Please, stop, okay? NFL's fine, okay? We're good. Okay, Indianapolis Colts, New Orleans Saints from small markets can win a Super Bowl. Okay, Oklahoma City Thunder can get there, but still, it's the big dogs that are spending the luxury tax. Those are the guys that are winning championships in the NBA.
Also, nothing has stopped teams from tanking. Like, whether there's a draft lottery or not, teams still tank. We saw the Houston Astros tank for multiple years, rack up a bunch of World Series titles 4 years after that. We've seen NBA.
I just don't want to get a lecture from Greenberg, but ESPN, his paycheck's getting cashed by the NBA, in essence, you know, with that contract. So please, come on. Please, it's crazy talk. Hey, man, we got to get out. Man, you and I are rolling, man. Yeah. Another hour. Is it Chris coming up next, brother? Ready to rock and roll? We're going to go get a burger, man. You want to go to Holman and Finch?
I do.
All right.
I get to disgust you by not eating carbs, though. So.
Yeah, no, you're not going to Holman and Finch and not having bread, okay? Let's just stop that right now, okay? Just table that diet crap for at least one meal. I don't want to hear that nonsense.
A lettuce wrap, please.
On this note, let's go clear our throats and get the heck out of Dodge.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, big man, what's on the show tomorrow, Day-Day? Who's coming on our airwaves?
Well, we're with the NFL, I should say, schedule release set for tomorrow evening. We're going to talk with Miss One. Cynthia Freeland. I had to look at
Don't look at me, Joe. You booked it, coach.
I know, right? And of course, Grant.
I mean, for me, I mean, I was like, Cindy Crawford. Cindy Crawford's coming out the show tomorrow. No, it's another person from NFL Network. All right, Abe, clear your throat, brother.
Hey, look, I know I made some jokes about it, but the Braves are getting back to 500 tonight. It has to happen. They are failed 0-5 in games that can get them back to 500. Mm. They can beat up on Mike Soroka. We might actually not play in a one-run game tonight. Braves. 500 when I talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right, baby. It's us in Berlin. Yeah, it's going to be Germany for the Colts and the Falcons. We talked a lot about it yesterday, and it was confirmed today. We'll get more of those international schedule releases tonight, and then tomorrow the schedule will leak and drop for the Falcons. So here's the deal. Abe and I spent like a half hour today online. Woo! I mean, I can go to Lufthansa and fly to JFK and then to Frankfurt.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Frankfurt. I thought Berlin was the friggin' capital of Germany back in the day. How is it so hard to get to Berlin? The first class ticket was about 10 grand.
I'll be in the class that Leo took on the Titanic.
Yeah, I mean, I might just call UPS and poke some holes in the box and ship me that way. Just give me a couple, you know, bags of pork rinds and some straw on the bottom of the box and ship my ass to Germany. Delta, Ed Bashy, can we get some? We need some specific flights for this one for Falcon fans. It's going to be a blast. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If we don't,
you'll be hit by a flying pen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.